I am beginning to speak about the cardio arm. The cardio arm is a blood pressure device, and I am opening it and setting it up as we speak. It is about 6 inches long. It is 2 inches wide, about 1.5 inches tall. I first put it on the table, and at the bottom of the machine, underneath, there is a flap, and that's a magnet. And I want that flap to be on the top. So I'm going to flip my monitor over and put the flap on the top. The other orientation that I want for this machine is if I look underneath the material that is wrapped around this monitor, one end has a little dip in it. I want that little dip to be on the left side of the machine. I want the flatter end to be on the right side of the machine because the little dip end will go closer to my shoulder and the other end will go closer to the crook in my elbow. So now I have turned this so that the magnet end of the material is up. I'm going to flip that down, and now I'm going to roll the rest of the device like you're rolling wrapping paper and you want to measure wrapping paper. I have finished unrolling it. The measurement of the material from the front end of the monitor to the end of the material is about 13 inches. And then there's another 2.5 inches of material that's on the bottom of the monitor because that's part of the material that we will use. And it also helps to keep the monitor attached. So on the front of the monitor, in the middle, there is a little piece of material that is attached to a rod, which goes all the way across the monitor from the left end to the right end. I want to take that material and pull it down. That releases the rod. And now I'm going to, with my right hand, pull the monitor back, and with my left hand, pull the ring forward. What this does is it creates a hole so that I can put my arm in the machine. So I'm putting my arm in the machine, again, with the dip end toward my shoulder and the flat end toward my crook of my elbow. Then I make sure that the monitor is facing straight up, and then I feel the bottom of my elbow, and the rest of the material is there, and I can tighten this magnet piece by just pulling on it, and it's got Velcro on the inside, and I attach it to my arm. So now I'm ready to take my blood pressure, and I have two things. Open up the app,
set all button,
which I have done, and then it takes a minute for the app to set itself up so that you can go. I have now gone to the beginning of my app where it says home, and I am going to flick right until I see take measurement. My left hand is going to be placed flat on the table with my palm facing up, and I am going to flick to
add note, blood pressure, goal weight, weight, SpO2, add devices, set goal, start measurement.
Start measurement. Once I have double tapped on start measurement, I will be very quiet and let you hear what it does.
Cardio menu button, cancel button.
So what the cuff did was it inflated itself. It took my measurement and my pulse, and it told me the measurement is completed. Now I'm going to flip to the left.
Write a note button. Page 1 of 2. Adjust the pulse. 60 beats / in.
And it tells me my pulse is 60 beats per minute.
TIA, 85 millimeter HG. SYS, 153 millimeter HG.
And my systolic pressure is 153 milligrams.
TIA, 85 millimeter HG.
And my diastolic is 85 milligrams. I am going to keep that measurement.
Pulse, 60 beats / page 1 of 2. Write a note button. Measurements completed. Cancel. Measurements completed. Cancel button.
And it says cancel, but if I hit this cancel, it's not actually getting rid of it. It's just canceling my ability to read this measurement right here. I am going to show you one other thing. If I flip to the left.
SYS button. November 11th, 2000. Pulse irregularity was detected during irregular heartbeat. Pulse irregularity was detected during measurement, and the blood pressure measurement might not be fully reliable. If irregular heartbeat is detected again, we recommend you to discuss this with your doctor. Irregular heartbeat. Results. Heading. Cancel. Button. Cancel. Button.
If I go to this very left-hand cancel and double tap on it, I will get rid of this measurement. If I go to the one on the right, it will save it, and I can look at it in a place where it says timeline. I'm going to do one more because it said there was a heart irregularity. And we do know sometimes that occurs. I'm going to take one more measurement, and I'm going to place my hand again on the table with my palm up. I'm going to double tap on start measurement. I have adjusted the cardio arm just a fraction, and we'll see what it does.
Cardio menu button. Cancel button. Measurement is completed. Cancel.
So now, once again, my measurement is completed, and I'm going to flip to the left.
Write a note. Page 1 of 2. Adjust.
And it always tells me I can write a note. I've never done that.
Pulse, 61 beats / in.
And my pulse is 61.
TIA, 72 millimeter HG. SYS, 144 millimeter HG.
And I got a better measurement. 144 for my systolic, 71 for my diastolic, and no irregular heartbeat. Sometimes if you reposition your machine, you'll get a more accurate measurement.
Cancel.
So now I'm going to cancel this on the right hand side, and I'm going to go into timeline and just show you that this is where I would have the history
of timeline tab, friends and family tab,
the blood pressure readings, and I go to the top above where it says what the tabs in the app are.
Today.
And it says today.
November 11th, 11 a.m. Your blood pressure is high, 144/72. October 27th.
And it says my blood pressure is high, 144
November
over
11 a.m. Your blood pressure is high, 144/72.
But that's actually a good blood pressure for me. And this concludes my showing you how to take the blood pressure. Now I'm going to disassemble the device. So I go to the piece that I have under my arm and I unfurl it and I take my arm out of the sleeve and I put the device flat down and I start pulling the material toward the front end of the monitor. And once it is there, then I make sure that the ring is flush up against the monitor. This is very important because once it's flush up against the front of the monitor, I take that piece of material and make sure I flip it up, the little piece that's attached to the ring, and it's touching the front of the monitor. Now I take the monitor and roll the monitor toward me, and it's rolling itself up into that material. And I know that the machine is closed because the magnet has engaged, and I will take the device with the magnet opening facing down, put it back in my little case, zipper up my case, and this concludes the demonstration of how to use the cardio arm. Tim is going to tell you more about the app that you use to run this device.
When you say that's high, what number do you look at that is high, the top or the bottom?
Most people aim for 120 over 80 in theory. Anything above 130, they start seeing as of concern.
So they look at the top number first.
Yeah. They look at both. My doctors were more concerned about the bottom number before we changed my medications. It was much higher than...
But see, the bottom, your bottom number was lower. This is why I'm asking the question.
Generally, the target for a normal blood pressure is around 120 for the top number and 80 for the bottom number. 80 to 90 becomes of concern. After 90, you're probably in pretty good trouble. And on the top, once you get above 140 to 150, it's much more of concern.
If you had like a hose that is very flexible and you squirt water through the hose and it expands, that's like the high, that'd be the high. So you don't want to go crazy high because it would blow the hose, right? When the hose comes down, if it at rest still needs a good amount of pressure to keep it just kind of looking like a regular hose, that's not good because it's kind of at rest. So you don't want it too high at rest. So that's why they, you know, you kind of want that 120 over 70 or over 60.
The other thing that makes a big difference is if you're taking your blood pressure home, take it a couple times a day because it makes a difference when you take it. I've heard that the best time to take it is first thing in the morning when you get up. Cardio makes a bunch of products. So they make this blood pressure monitor. They make a scale. They make a thermometer, all of which are accessible through this app. I think they may make something that measures your BMI.
The scale probably does that.
Okay, let's go into the app.
How is this device connected to the app?
Bluetooth. You're wrapping at the end, after you finish using this device, you're basically wrapping the blood pressure cuff around the device itself. And the reason it's got the magnet in there is because once the magnet connects with the device, it shuts it off. Because this device runs on, is it AAA batteries, Jeanette?
It is AAA.
That's why, you know, it's so important to, when you're finished, to kind of wrap it all up, because that basically shuts the device off. So you get a lot more usage out of it, especially if you're taking your blood pressure every day. I'm now going to go into the app. All right, so now we're in the
cardio
app.
Menu button. Cardio menu.
First
button.
Thing we have is it says cardio menu. Then I'm swiping to the right.
Home heading.
Home.
Add note button.
Add note.
Blood pressure.
Blood pressure. Now it's not saying take blood pressure because I don't have my blood pressure unit turned on and connected at this point. So
add devices.
Add devices. So this is where you can add the scale or some of the other devices.
Start tutorial button.
There's a tutorial.
Add a device button.
Add a device.
Green visitor mode.
This assumes, because when you initially get the app, you can set it up and register yourself. So this assumes that you're the primary person using the app, but visitor mode allows you to have other people who want to use the app and use the same monitor. So in Jeanette's case, if John wanted to take his blood pressure using her device, he would use visitor mode.
Switch button off. Page 1 of 2, adjustable. Introducing our detailed blood pressure health solution. Wide thick close icon, button, close. Subscribe now button.
The app is free, but I guess you can sign up and subscribe and you get more features. But I think you have to pay for that.
Yeah, I think so too. And I have not looked into it because I'm not sure how accessible some of those features are going to be. And I know that the stuff that we have on this app up to this point is pretty darn good.
I think you can get fancy because I think that if probably subscribe, then you can probably send your blood pressure.
Yes, you can send it to your doctor. Yes.
Right.
And you can connect this up. I don't know if you have to subscribe. You could also connect this up to your health app on your phone. So it'll all go into your health app.
Blood pressure, 3 months ago, 117 over 75, 75 BPM. Button. Yeah. Wait, no measurement. Button.
Wait, no measurement. See, because I don't have the scale.
Body temperature.
Right.
No measurement. SpO2. No measurement. Button.
SpO2. I don't know what that is.
That's oxygen.
Oh, that's so they must have an oximeter too. Wow.
Yeah. So that in a
tap bar. Selected. Home. Tap. Timeline. Tap. 2 of 4.
Now this is my timeline. Let's go in here. You can look at. I haven't taken my blood pressure in a while. Let's see what my readings are here.
July 31st, 17:04 p.m. Your blood pressure is optimal, 117.75. Pressure. July 31st, 7:03 p.m. Your blood pressure is high, 131.83.
It sees high. 131 as high.
July 31st, 7:02 p.m. Your blood pressure is high, 151.80. June 15, then, heading. June 15, 752 a.m. Your blood pressure is normal, 126.81. June 14, 1156 a.m. Your blood pressure is high, 131.81. June 14, 1151 a.m. Your blood pressure is high, 132.85.
Yeah. It's really sensitive because it doesn't like the, you know, because your 126 was okay and the 131 was just a little.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So let's now go into, let's go back to the
cardio menu button.
Into the menu here.
Selected dashboard button.
First thing is dashboard.
Cardio arm button. Cardio base button.
Cardio arm, cardio base.
Cardio core button.
Cardio core.
Friends family button.
Friends family. So this is.
She'll send it out to you.
Yes, you can send. I think yes, you can send it out to your
profile button.
Profile. That's your info.
Settings button.
Settings. Nothing. We'll go in here.
Cardio
settings.
Menu
this
button.
This is interesting.
Settings. Heading. Subscription. Subscribe to cardio. Find out more. Button. Common. Selected. Integrate with Apple Health. Switch button.
There you go. So that's. Oh, okay. So I don't think so you need to pay for that.
No,
I think you can.
Like it's a switch.
I'm afraid to go into Apple Health. I've never done anything with Apple Health. So.
No,
selected. Enable places. Switch button.
Now, this is interesting. Enable places. So because some people have this problem, and I'm one of them, that when they go into the doctor's office and you first get into the doctor's office and they take your blood pressure, it's high. Because you're nervous, you know, you've just, and then sometimes what they'll do is at the end of the visit, then they'll take it again. You can set this up so you can see whether you're taking it at home or taking it at the doctor's office. You know, usually your blood pressure, when you're at home relaxing, it's much better than you're in the doctor's office.
Enable important notifications. Switch button. Selected. Enable friend notifications. Switch button. Selected. Enable touch ID. Switch button. Cardio arm. Heading. Show photo slideshow. Switch button. Select photo album. But number of measurements. 1. Adjustable.
Now this is so, but this is number of measurements. So you can set this machine up because sometimes they recommend taking multiple readings. So you can set this up to take, say, 2 readings in a row if you want.
Pause between measurements. Seconds. 15. Adjustable.
And you can set it up to pause. So you could have it take 1 reading and then automatically take another reading, you know, 5 minutes later or whatever.
Cardio base. Heading. Mode setup. Button. Wi-Fi configuration button. Set up your cardio base button. Firmware button. Reset button.
Oh, that's interesting. It does have Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Was it for the scales?
I think that's for the scales. I actually tried at one point saving the measurements, but I found the problem was that it didn't save all of them, or sometimes it took an average, and I didn't necessarily want an average. I wanted the actual measurements. So what I ended up doing was I had to do this for a week and send it into my doctor. So what I did was every time I took a reading, I just wrote out a little text file, converted it to PDF, and then just sent the whole list to my doctor of readings.
Von Breed actually did confirm for us that when you do the averages, then you can no longer see your individual measurements, which is why I don't set it on averages.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. From the reading I've done, it looks like it's a pretty accurate unit, because you can still get the traditional talking blood pressure monitors with the cuff and you press the button on the machine and it does the same thing and the machine actually speaks. You can still buy those, I know.
Well, I will tell you that we compared to one that we had in this house and my blood pressures were an average of 35 to 40 points higher on the traditional
ones. Wow.
And in my doctor's office, there was only a 2 or 3 point difference.
Wow, that's amazing.
Blood pressures between what they got and what this machine got.
Does this app tell us how much battery?
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
No, okay. I think, I think I looked in the manual and I think it said that when the battery starts to go, you'll know because it won't inflate the cuff. You know, and I think they say on a normal usage, the battery should last a couple of months.
But is there any calibration or anything that has to be done with it?
No.
The only way that you really calibrate something like this, Margaret, is to check it against your doctor's office, person taking it either manually or with a machine.
What's the name of the company that makes them?
It's cardio arm.
Q-A-R-D-I-O arm.
Thank you both, Jeanette. And now, Tim, great presentation.